February 22nd, 2024. A demon's house and false regeneration. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came, and when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also will it be with this evil generation. Matthew 12:43-45. Now, as I read this passage, and I think on the sadness of this reality, I think of many men and women and the utter hopeless feeling this reality can cause in lives. Jesus doesn't say these things so we can know how to cast out demons. He is giving men and women a warning of the spiritual realities behind demons and the human need. These Pharisees think they are good because they have been moral. They kept laws and push others to do the same. They are sons of Abraham. And Jesus told them plainly that they are in trouble. He tells them, number one, you have fully rejected the one who can save you. Number two, your heart is evil, your fruit is bad, and your tree is bad. Number three, you just want to see more, even when all the evidence is plain. And now he's going to point out that they are in a worse place than when they started. They need someone stronger to take over their house, because the demons always return without Christ. The delusion of self-righteousness. There are countless who believe that if they just lay aside alcohol, cigarettes, cussing, road rage, stealing, and the list goes on, if they just stop that one thing, they're good. The trajectory of their life will be headed to the better. And indeed, many even try to take up something. They say, I'll go to the soup kitchen and help there. Or, I need to get my life straight. I need to take my kids to church. It's good for them. It's good for me. But that's it. That's what they think is the solution. They think that's going to spin their whole life in a different direction. And then what do we see? Well, a few weeks or a few months, they get discouraged. They go to the pastor, or they go up front at the end of an emotional song and cry. They cry long and they cry good. And they walk away thinking that was enough. Now life will be different. And soon, life gets hard again. And they say, you know what? This is all a sham. And they quit altogether, ending up in worse sin than they were in even before they started. They swept the house, and the evil spirit returns. They are worse than ever, and their hearts are as diamonds against Christ and the church. It's all fake, they say. So why? Why does this happen? Well, many men and women are indeed religious, but not regenerated. The demon leaves the house, and then the house is empty. And then it gets tidied. It gets cleaned. But if nothing fills the house, then permanent change is quenched, even impossible. A person without the Holy Spirit will try their best to change behavior, but will always have two outcomes. Number one, they will be moral and proud. That's the religious people. Number two, they will fail and turn to other things. That's the non-religious people. This shows itself in men and women who go to church because it's the right thing to do, or because they think they can make things right with God when they do. They may even dress better. They may even try to be pious. They may learn the lingo. But if we could look at their hearts, we wouldn't see love for Christ. Men and women can be faithful with no affections for Christ or real salvation in their lives. We are very, very good at being faithful to things, even dangerously, deathly, and seemingly good things. You also see men and women show up in the church who start out strong and then drift away into the darkest of places. Because, you see, demons don't always make men go to drugs and party. No, some demons make men dwell in a church with false hope. That's how wicked they are. They make a man drop out or begin to try real hard. And give it time and let hardship happen, these men and women will fall out altogether, either outwardly or inwardly. It's a scary reality, and it's demonic. Without the Holy Spirit, men will think they are good and end up worse than ever. Then they will claim, it didn't work. Christianity is a hoax. We need regeneration. We need someone to fill the house, the Holy Spirit. You see, you and I don't need empty religion and deeds. This leads to hard hearts like the Pharisees that Jesus is addressing in this passage. To get our house in order is when we try to keep all the law and rules, but we do it in our own power. But our hearts are far from full, far from gospel changed. They are empty from affections and love for Christ. We don't need a new outward look. We need a new heart. Or like we said before, we need a new tree. Our tree is rotten. Our house is empty and demonic. You can't fix yourself. If you try, you will drive yourself farther from God, not closer. And we as Americans, and even collectively as a human race, have this idea that we have the power to reform ourselves. Get more education. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. We work hard to prove it to ourselves. And we work hard more to prove it to others. We have to defend our situations. We have to constantly look in the mirror to make sure we're living up to what we think we need to live up to. We stop one thing for a week and we say, "Ha! I knew I could do it. Jim over there isn't doing it. Ah, Jim." And we only do it to fall back into what we claim we've conquered. We need a relationship with Christ. We need genuine love for Him. We need to hear His invitation in the gospel and have it so grip our lives that real change happens. We need to say, "I can't. And you are my Savior. Change me. Forgive me." We need the Holy Spirit. We need a new heart. We need regeneration. We need someone to fill the house. We don't need a tidy house of self-will, but a house that has the Holy Spirit as the resident. We need His righteousness. We need Christ. He's all we need. Lest we think we are good, only to have the demon return and we end up worse than we started. To all who are struggling under the weight of sin, come to the one who is the power of God, the one who is stronger than your enemy. Come to Christ. And with this, have a happy Thursday.